tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Cash that fucking ticket. Oh, my God. The sweet prince. Akshay Bhatia. Wire-to-wire winner. Oh, my God. Denny McCarthy, you fucking scumbag. What a piece of shit that guy is. Making us sweat that out after not having a winner for fucking months. What a piece of shit Denny McCarthy is.
I've been waiting to hear you say those words for a very long time. Feels good to hear it. I mean, dude,
look at this.
Last
look
night,
at the mood. Look at the mood. We're just,
it's
we're
so
just,
good.
We're just in such a better mood now. We don't have to drive to Sagamore. Nothing.
Imagine that. I mean, I got a lot of comments sent to me directly worrying about your well-being.
My well-being, not just yours, just mine.
Yours. I kept saying I'm worried about Blake. I don't know what the difference was, but a lot of people worried about you, so I'm happy that they no longer have to worry.
That's good.
So give an update on your mental status.
My mentality couldn't be higher right now.
Oh, yeah.
Cash that was so needed. It's so crazy how golf just changes my mood.
Oh, yeah.
On the weekends. It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Waking up this morning, too, I was just like, I could live. Usually, right? It's a real struggle for me to get through every day.
I had a fucking boot on my fucking throat for like a month.
Yeah.
Just needing cash.
And now it's there.
Oh, it's there. Still need to hit another one. That was all the recoup money. That was recoup money. Now we go.
Yeah. I mean, end of the day, we say we want to hit one every six or seven tournaments, and we're 2 for 13 for the PGA Tour. So we're like as bad and good and up and down the whole shit goes. We're pretty much even right now. And it comes down to now getting hot after a win, which we have typically done in the past. Usually winners come in bunches. Shout out to Better Golf, sending us some cash right away last night.
Oh, yeah. That guy's great. If you're in pitting with him, start doing it. If you need an in, let us know.
Yeah, definitely good. And, I mean, just overall, Golf Sweat, that was one of the craziest ones. I was never so sure. Like, I always have a little bit of hope that we had lost when Denny made that putt on 18. I was on the floor. My family thought something was wrong. I was on the floor, hands and knees, like, moaning, groaning in pain.
Dude, what the hell went on yesterday? How, like, it was really that, it's never that impossible for us to hit a golf winner. And it's just felt like it's so impossible. We have a 4-shot lead going into the day, 6-shot lead after 9. And this fuck makes 8 out of 9 birdies. 8 birdies out of 9 holes. 28 on the back 9. Akshay didn't even make a mistake.
No.
He shot -5 with a 4-shot lead. And you're telling me you have to make a fucking 12-footer to send it into a fucking playoff?
Akshay played great. I mean, if we said before the round started that he would shoot 5 under, we would think we won this thing in a boat race.
Breeze. There was nothing to it.
I mean, he played great golf. He missed that shorty on 17. That's really the only mistake that I think he made, was that miss on 17. And he was definitely feeling the heat. So I'm so impressed and proud of Akshay. I love him. He's been one of my favorite players for forever. I wrote about him as a future star when he was 18. Not that it was a huge secret, but I was really, really high in him all the way from then. And to see him kind of turn into this player, and what he did on 18 is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in golf. The fact that he didn't make any mistakes, but he sees this guy charge, make every putt. He blows a six-shot lead. He loses a 6-shot lead because of what this guy's doing. And to have the nutsack to drill that 11.5-footer on 18, it just completely validates everything I've thought about this guy and who he could be.
Yeah, you're the Akshay whisperer. You always have been. I usually follow your lead on when to bet him. Those shots on 18, we said to each other, he didn't get it close enough.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't even think Akshay's was closer than Denny's. And I knew Denny, on 18, didn't Denny's look closer?
A little bit, but I could kind of tell how it was.
Probably was the angle, yeah.
Yeah.
But you knew Denny was making the putt. Like, at no point did I think he was missing that putt, right?
It never even crossed my mind that he would miss it. But
how did he make that putt?
I screamed so loud. My kids started crying. My kids were crying because I screamed so loud. And then, and I said to you a couple holes before, like I know we were in the very negative headspace of what was happening, and it's incredibly hard.
So negative. I was like, keys in my hand. We're going to fucking Sagamore.
Yeah. I had in my head, and I don't even want to admit this out loud because I'm relatively religious. I said, if we lose this thing, I'm done believing in God. Cause there's no God if this happens to me.
I was retired. I would have had whatever was already placed on Augusta and the other majors. I was done. If we had lost that, I don't think this podcast would exist anymore.
No, my life wouldn't exist anymore.
That would have been the most painful golf loss I've had ever. Not just this season, which has been so painful. Ever.
Yeah, and we lost on 18, man. We lost. When I was on all fours, we lost. There's no way Akshay makes that putt. There's no way. I've seen golf. I've seen every tournament there is to see. I've seen every putt there is. He does not make that putt.
He does not make that putt.
But he somehow, what? I mean.
Then he makes it.
So now God, what? I know. Now I know God because I was talking to him the entire time. And now I know God is with me.
And God's rewarded you for saying the word crick correctly.
Exactly. And you know what? The crick comes in handy again. And it's really hard to be positive with the headspace we were in because it was just a horrific situation that was happening. And and just so bad. Like, just pure agony. And I wanted to say something positive. I was like, dude, should we try being positive? Because this is just such a negative conversation about us committing suicide and all these horrible things. And
I was ready to go. I was ready. I got my fucking truck serviced today. I don't gotta fucking drive off Sagamore anymore.
That's unbelievable. I said to you, just one positive here. The one positive I can think of is these guys are both laying up on this 18th hole playoff. Is Denny really isn't hitting his wedges that well this week in today?
Yeah, you did say that to me. Yep, you were being positive.
Slightly. I mean, I did I have a good feeling? No, but I was like, if there's a guy who might not put a wedge to, I mean, he's not the best wedge player. And then
every hole, man, I was just like, he just can't birdie 15 and 16. Just don't birdie both. And then boom, he chips in on 15. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? 16.
Just don't birdie.
That was a great up and down by Akshay on 16 too.
Oh yeah, it was. It really was. And 17, it almost was. I mean, he was chipping it really good. I mean, that bunker shot. Yeah, it was really good. So when Denny hits the wedge shot, and right before that, we get this huge scare. Akshay's shoulder, he throws it to his shoulder with the smallest fist pump. That's why he's 120 pounds. That's what happens, I guess.
How did he throw his? It was his right shoulder, though. How did he throw the left? We were rubbing the right shoulder. And it was the left one he did the little twirl with.
Really?
Yeah, the broadcast even said it.
Maybe it was mind games with Denny.
I don't know, man. But do you think he should have gotten taped up before that wedge?
I have no idea. I mean,
bizarre. What a bizarre day. Like Denny hits it in the Denny hits it in the fucking crick. And then Akshay takes like a 5-minute break to get taped up.
That was such
by some fucking Asian dude.
That was insane. That was like a Gen Z thing. Like he just requires so much maintenance. But I was a little bit worried. Like, are they going to penalize him? Are you allowed to just take 10 minutes off?
Yeah. Good thing he was talking to the rules official guy about it the entire time. So.
It was an incredibly bizarre situation. Again, like I think someone upstairs was messing with us. And so then Denny hits that wedge shot and you see the immediate reaction. He doesn't like it. When he gave that first reaction, like he didn't like it, in my head, I was like, he probably put it to 35 feet, you know,
like didn't hit the ridge.
That's what I thought. Like, I thought he was pissed himself for like, he just didn't get it close enough. I didn't think water was in play. He was 70 yards out, 80 yards out.
Yep.
How did he hit it in the water there in the creek?
He just finally turned back. It was like Cinderella. He turned back into who he really was. The clock struck midnight on you, fucking loser. Denny's Denny McCarthy's a career fucking loser, and he turned back into a fucking loser on that shot. Oh, that's who you are, Denny, you scum fuck. I can't believe you put us through that shit. What a piece of shit that guy is. This is the second playoff we beat his ass into. Fuck you. I hope you never get a fucking win in your life, you fucking loser.
So he goes dead middle of the crick. I mean,
not even close.
You know what's crazy, though, about golf? And like, this is why the sport is the most insane thing. Like, guys are labeled losers or winners or clutch. I mean, if Akshay misses that putt, Denny has the most clutch fucking back nine you'll ever see on route to a win. I mean, he drilled every putt dead middle, never choked, never made a mistake. And Akshay, if he doesn't make a 12-footer, that I'm shocked he made. Right now, I'm still shocked he made it. Then Denny all of a sudden clutches up, and he's this, you know, gamer.
Yeah, and we're in the bottom of the canal.
It's a razor thin margin of like winners and losers, and that's why a lot of these things can change and flip so quickly. And you see, if a guy who could never win, I mean, who the hell knows? But I was never so sure that we were losing. I think, in terms of the lowest low to the highest high, that 5-minute stretch, it will never be replicated.
It was amazing, man. Amazing.
We've been through a lot of them.
I fucking love Akshay. What a fucking stud.
Oh, absolute stud.
I didn't think he had the stones, man. I really didn't. I just thought he's like one of those guys that just is so much more talented than everybody.
He's a silver spoon.
I just didn't think he had the stones yet.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a silver spoon country club kid, but he just is fucking good. That's what it is.
He's fucking great. I might have to buy some glasses.
I was rocking glasses the entire day. Those Akshay glasses, I was wearing them. Holy shit, man. It felt so good. It felt so good to just receive.
Akshay saved us.
Dude, I've received so many Venmos and shit today. Every time I get one, I have a little pep in my step. Oh, yeah. Right? It's so good.
Yeah, shout out Better Golf Odds. Paid on Monday or Sunday most of the times.
I still got more. Still got more coming. So I mean, every single one I get is just like a.
Oh yeah, keep them coming.
Oh, my plums just feel so good.
Anything else on Akshay? I mean, that guy went wire to wire. The Thursday round 63, that was great. He backed it up. What did he shoot? 2 under the next day. Completely fine. Great on Saturday. Great on Sunday. Wire to wire. You don't see that type of shit ever.
No, I was actually sending his fiance videos of my son. And she's gotten back to me today because I did it a little bit on Friday, and she was like responding right away, but she was obviously following him on Sunday, so she didn't see it. And then this morning she DM'd me and said Akshay loved the video.
Really? That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was just Luca rooting for him and everything. That was pretty cool.
I didn't realize that was his first time the caddy was on the bag too.
It was?
Yeah, I watched like a 30-minute clip of it.
I thought he had him in Houston.
I don't think so.
Huh, interesting. My God, man, 22 years old. I mean, Jesus Christ, this fucking kid.
I know.
And the torque he generates with his body, the swing is so great. I know lefty shooters, they all look better at everything, but he has the swagger, man. I've been saying this last week.
He's the guy. They're fucking young, but everybody wants to fucking suck Jake Knapp's cock.
Yeah, they want to make Knapp and Wyndham Clark and all these other people the stars. Like, Wyndham Clark obviously has won, so he deserves more of it. But like these 30-year-old guys, like Akshay and Neiman, other young stars in golf. That's who they are.
Yeah.
And I'm just so impressed with him. I love him. I'll die for him if I have to. In the future, what major would you say suits him the best?
Man, he was driving it so awesome. Oh, my God. I think he's going to be good at Augusta once he gets experience there, right? Lefties usually dominate there.
And you got the...
He's really good in the wind, so you got to think. Like, he's, like, really, really good in the wind. Right?
That's a part of another reason why we liked him this week, too.
Yeah, like that Friday round, like no one touched it. And that was the windiest day, I think.
He just went nuts.
The Thursday round, that was one of the windier days, that and Friday.
The funniest thing is we were kind of high on some other guys, but going into the Thursday, I was like, everybody's fucked besides Ludwig and Akshay. Like by the time that, because I was like, just, Billy got way too much steam.
Way too much.
And then the, you know, obviously Moore and Hoffman probably a slim chance to win. I was like, so then like when it didn't start off that good on Thursday, I was like, I feel good. We got Akshay. Like I felt something there.
Yeah. And we got four out of the five guys that were in the wrong wave for the week. Yeah.
You know what I love doing? So when I'm at work, I'm shot tracking.
Yeah.
So I was for whatever reason, I was locked in an Akshay. So when I get back to my computer this morning, I open it and I still have that open from Friday afternoon. Just his shot on like Friday. I was like, oh man, if I could just tell myself on Friday, like how much went on over this weekend. It's crazy. It's like a time warp.
Wow. I got to talk about Spieth on Saturday, man, on 18. This cocksucker fucking intentionally hit the ball into the fucking, was that the clubhouse?
Yeah.
So he get a fucking free drop with a great angle. And then he also caused a 25 fucking minute delay for each group behind him. This motherfucker did the same shit at fucking Birkdale when I was on Cooch. Like, what the fuck? How do they allow that shit?
Serious problem. I mean, obviously, this rule needs to be amended. One, the rule is ridiculous to begin with. But two, there should be some sort of intent. You shouldn't be able to intentionally do it. That's the problem.
I know. And I get he's playing it by the rules, but and like they were all sucking his cock on TV for, oh, he's so much smarter than everybody. I'm like, fuck you. This motherfucker, fucking Rory, was sitting on the tee for fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like a three group backup. What an embarrassment.
It was an embarrassment. It didn't
and they just let him do it.
He can do whatever he wants. But and it wasn't that smart of a thing. I mean, from where he was, he had no other option.
We could have. He's just such an asshole. He was in a fucking cacti off his first shot. He could have just taken unplayable. And he probably would have made a better score than a double.
Yeah, but he easily could have made a par. If he, like yeah, his plan, he could have made a par, but he just sucks.
He just sucks at golf.
I mean, if he was a good golfer, he could have parred that one.
Oh man, what a yeah, piece of shit that up. Guy is too. Two fucking scumbags this week, Spieth and fucking Denny. Denny's the bigger one, but
yeah, something needs to happen. Like they're not going to look at these rules until it absolutely fucks something up.
Yeah,
and someone's going to get fucked over this rule. And if it's a star on the Sunday of a major and you get, you know, Denny McCarthy hitting into a tent on purpose to get up and down and beat Scottie Scheffler at the U.S. Open, then they're probably going to look at it. But until then, it seems like they're not going to.
Yeah. Like the Peter Martinotti break at the Valspar, no one gives a fuck about.
Yeah. Like there has to be something that gets the
whole
world.
In a major.
And it has to be on like PTI tomorrow, you know, not just like someone else. Yeah.
Not just us bitching about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I had on Valero. I don't know if we have anything else.
No, we should get into the Masters. But I mean, again, just awesome hit. Felt really good. I mean, just to get one over the line, obviously. But I mean, it's always a reminder, and we get these reminders every year that the process is right, the way we do things is right. The breaks sometimes they fuck you really bad, but there are times in golf where they even out, and they usually do over the course of the season. So just stay true to what we're doing.
That's right. I hit my second outright week before or 2 weeks before the Masters last year with Brooks at Live Orlando, the week before the Masters. So
and then we won the
on the same track. We're going for nine this year, just like we do every year. Speaking of Live, Doral, you watch any of it?
Yeah, I got one more thing to add. I said this on the show last week when things were really bad, and I said it to you multiple times throughout the week. I said to you, it's always darkest right before the dawn.
You did say that multiple times before Akshay had even teed off too.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. It's a long way to go, but I just, hey, whenever it feels like in life, it can't get any worse. It always gets better. And the opposite is true too. Whenever you think you're on top of the world and nothing can beat you and you're the fucking greatest, life will knock you down. So we deserve to get brought up there.
Doral had, we had Wolf. They had him at like 100 to 1. And we also fucking, we said Bermy, man. We fucking said Bermy.
I looked at my text.
Sucked on him. What did it say?
I was like, I love Bermy. You're like, me too. And I was like, what are his odds? And you said 30. And I said, fuck that.
I know. Why is he 30? Made perfect sense, though.
I guess he was 30 because he won.
Yeah. I mean, he's been contending in all these tournaments. Sergio fucking gagged that, man.
I didn't watch the playoff. I was too busy on Akshay.
Yeah, I had it just on the second TV, and I, dude, he missed a 5-footer to win, and then he went in the water on the second playoff hole.
And the first, what happened in the first playoff hole?
They just both made par.
And then I saw him. I turned it off because I thought he won, and I was sick about it to my stomach. Like Sergio,
I know, because we've been betting Sergio. Yep,
it's the first week of the year we didn't bet him, and. So then he has, what, 35 feet on 18 for a birdie? And I saw Dean was in trouble, or he bogeyed.
No, he had 30 foot. Yeah. Well, he made a fucking, like, 50-footer on 17.
I saw that.
To fucking go to minus 12. Then Dean bogeyed.
Saw that. And then I saw Sergio hit the green. I said, he needs a par. It's over.
Three-putted.
But it wasn't even that far. It was, like, 30, 35 feet.
He left, like, 5 feet, and he... didn't, as soon as he hit the putt, he walked away. Oh. He putted so well that last week too.
He gained seven really, strokes putting.
Oh my God. Wolf should have won.
Yeah.
Did you really see him on 16?
No.
The drivable par four. He drove it
close. He missed the putt. Didn't break.
12 feet. It stayed on the fucking lip. He makes that. He's in the playoff. Also, I mean, you saw him putting. He didn't miss a lot of putts.
He played. He
was fucking bombing it, man. Holy shit.
Where's Liv go next?
Adelaide, Singapore.
Anything else about Liv? I think most of the Liv stuff we can talk about when we talk about these guys individually, yep. Right? Before we get into the Masters, I got to talk to you about this polo. This one, Let's Go Golf. This is the Music Man. These musical notes that go along it are the intro to the Masters theme song. And there's musical. So, it goes from here all the way to the other side. And it's the Masters theme song music notes that go around it. And really? A bunch of other cool stuff, guitar, all different types of musical stuff, kind of a loud abrasive shirt. That, you know, definitely gets some attention. And again, the biggest thing for me is this fit. The fit is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, snug around the biceps, like I said, Rappaport probably couldn't pull it off, but, you know, guys like me definitely can. So, and another big thing, beginning Thursday, right when the Masters tees off, you use my code MAT15, you will get 25% off. It's still MAT15. But you get 25% off between Thursday and Sunday while the Masters is going on. So definitely use that code. Yeah, fire that in there. Feel just the silkness, just the nice, stretchy material. Again, I really love these shirts. They're unbelievable. So MAT15, fire that in there when the Masters begins. Hey, we just got a bunch of Akshay money. Fucking buy a fucking polo.
That's right. What's the website again?
Let's Go Golf.
Boom. Buy a polo. Do it for Akshay.
Do it for Akshay. I don't know how this would fit him either, but it wouldn't be bad.
How much do you think Akshay actually weighs?
I saw it. He's listed as 6'2", 130.
130? No fucking way.
I mean, dude, you can look at him.
He didn't take his shirt off that week at the Honda, did he?
Yeah.
His shirt was off?
Was that the Honda? Wasn't it last year? What was it, the Honda?
That was the Honda.
Yeah, his shirt was off.
It was? I got to relook at that picture. Imagine if he did take the shirt off in the middle of the fairway this week.
Well, I don't know why he was so wary of doing it this time when he did it before already.
I know, but there's a lot more eyes at the end of the tournament there.
And the moment. It's not like funny, really. It'd be fucked up. But yeah, you know the meme I made that has the sword in his hand instead of the golf club? Yeah, he's shirtless in that.
Shout out to your tracker, too. What? Some great fucking videos, man.
Dude, that guy's out of control.
Me, you, and Akshay just thrusting.
I love that one. I'm not a huge fan of that.
My kids watched that a bunch of times. They were cracking up.
I'm not a big fan of this, of the dudes twerking one.
I know.
That was a little over the top for me.
Oh, that guy's great.
Yeah.
We still have no idea who he is?
No, not a clue.
Just a huge Vincenzi fan and Sungjae fan.
Yeah. Just the two things. I don't know, not related to each other, but yeah, the guy was fired up. He always sends me a DM like, hey, who are we on this week? And shit like that. He's just like a regular dude. I don't know.
Nice. Keep the gifts up. Love it.
I don't want to know who it is. Do you?
No, can't.
Better than secret.
Yeah.
All right. So Masters preview. I mean, I'm sure most people are pretty familiar with the course, but I will go over it anyway.
Just so you guys know, it's not me or Matt. I don't know how to make gifts. I have no idea. I can't do any of that video shit.
No, I've never made a gift in my life. I think it's pretty awesome by now. Like, if he made a great point. Someone kept accusing it of being me on the thing, and he was like, if it was Matt making these gifts, why wouldn't he just do it from his own account that has a bunch of followers?
That guy has like 200 followers, right?
Yeah, so why would I make an account make gifts of my, like, it makes no fucking sense. All right, so we got Augusta National. I don't know if you've heard it before, but pretty good course. It is a par 72, 7,510 yards, lightning fast bank grass greens. The course's primary defenses are contoured greens, swirling crosswinds, and the topography of the course. Layout is tough, a lot of uneven lies, a lot of tight runoff areas around the greens that players will try to avoid. Last year, there were some changes, and I kind of looked back at how those changes impacted the scores. So last year, the par 5 13th called Azalea was lengthened by 35 yards. So it's now 545. So last year, it did play as the toughest of the four par 5s. And players averaged 4.74 for the week, which is still lower than it was in 2022. Averaged 4.85 in 2022. But so it played a little bit easier after they lengthened it, which is kind of interesting.
It was softer.
Yeah, right, it was. Right. Yep, that's true. But what they did achieve, is, and part of what it seems like they wanted to achieve, was there were more eagles, birdies, and bogeys. All three of those things increased from the year before. So the lengthening of the hole, you know, achieved less pars, which obviously is more excitement. And past winners, you got Rombo at 12 under par. We're on that one, baby. That was great. He was first in the model. He was our number one pick. That was incredible. Then before that, you had Scheffler 10 under, Hideki 10 under. So the last three played pretty tough. Then you had the November one when DJ won at 20 under, and that was obviously easier conditions. And then no fans. That was a weird one. And should DJ's Masters have an asterisk?
Fuck no. Okay. Fuck no.
The way he was playing, he would have won any time. I agree with that.
I actually hit him on a future on that one. I think it was like 25-1. Yep.
2019 Tiger. I think you had a future on that one as well.
25-1 on that too.
That was 13 under. Before that, you had Reed at 15 under, Sergio at 9 under. That was an amazing one.
Not so great. Not so great for this guy, but yeah, good tournament.
That was the first week I bet on golf.
Yep. We've told the story. I was on Rose.
Yep. And then Willett's 2016, 5 under. That was a tough one. Then you had Spieth, Bubba, Scott. Bubba, Charles.
I was on Willett. That was with the Mayo shit. That's when I first got onto Mayo. I was on Willett that year. That was another crick. There's a crick that saved me. And that's the right. Tiger one. There's another crick. Oh, they all went in 12. Bunch of cricks on that. Bunch of shots in the crick there.
Absolutely. Course history. I have some course history for you. This is the average total strokes gained per round at Augusta in the past 36 rounds, minimum of 8. Val is the first in a pretty wide margin. He's plus 2.91 per round. Then you have Rombo, Spieth.
It's only 8 rounds, though, for him, right?
Only 8 rounds, yep. Rombo, Spieth, Scheffler, DJ, Rory, Hideki, Rose, Ricky Fowler, and Russell Henley.
Ricky, huh?
Ricky played it pretty well when he was playing. He hasn't played. This is the first time he'll play it in 3 years.
Wow. I don't think he'll be back for another three after this year.
He shouldn't even have a card at this point. Stroke gain putting on fast bent grass greens. I think that's really important. Top five there. You got Rose first by a wide margin. That's probably why he always has these low rounds here. Sahith, Minwoo, Cam Smith, and Patrick Reed at your top five. There you go.
Okay. Should we dive into some of the trends?
Yeah.
All right. So I took some of the trends from that Dave Tyndale, that guy that does the trend piece every year. So seven of the last 10 winners had a win that season prior to the Masters. So you want to come in, preferably seeing the ball go through the hoop, getting a W. Eight of the last 10 winners had played in at least three Masters. So experience. There you go. Seven of the last 10 winners had a top five finish at Augusta. Seven of the last 10 had a top 12 in the prior month. Nine of the last 10 winners had posted a top six in a major in one of the previous two seasons. So you want to show some major form. Eight of the last 10 winners, eight of the last 10 winners had cracked the top 10, hadn't cracked the top 10 in the previous year's Masters. So like last year doesn't necessarily mean you're going to perform good again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Last year's Masters is important.
Exactly. So everybody looking at like Brooks or Reed or Phil, like doesn't necessarily mean they're going to play well because they played well last year. And then looking at back-to-back winners, I want to talk about this a little bit. There's only been three back-to-back winners ever at Augusta. And they're three big names. Nicholas in 65-66, Faldo in 89-90, Tiger 2001-2002. And a little more to that, nothing in the last 20 years have there been a back-to-back. And two players have finished top five in the last 20 years. Trying to go back to back, only two.
Who?
Tiger in 2006 and Spieth, the only two to finish in the top five trying to go back to back.
Spieth is what, 15, 16?
Yep. Since Spieth, only two of seven have finished in the top 30.
Wow.
Scheffler finished 10th last year. So I don't know if anybody's thinking about Rahm. It's really tough there. I do like Rahm this week a lot, but I mean, the defending champ thing is just tough to get over.
It is. It really is.
So and then Rahm and Decky, the only two guys, only two winners in the last 10 that didn't have a top 10 in the prior two events before the Masters. Decky hadn't even had a top 10 all season before his. So he kind of bucks a lot of these trends. But I don't even know Asians. If it matters just because he's Asian. So
Asians, you can't do trends or stats or anything.
Yeah, you just throw them out the window with Decky. So you need to be coming in with some good form. So and I feel like that's why we had Rahm last year, because he was hot. And that's why we've been on Neiman.
Yeah, and to go further with that, I tweeted this a little bit earlier. Kyle Porter, who's a clown, tweeted the strokes gained. You know, let me just see the exact wording of it. So 10 of the last 12 Masters winners have been at least 1.7 strokes tee to green or better in the 3 months leading into the Masters. So basically,
yeah,
you got to be playing well that season. That's all it's saying. And he gave his final people, which didn't include any live players, which I don't know how you can evaluate any of this stuff without including any live players, man. It's like half the best players in the world. It's like, well, if you don't include half the best players in the world, this is who could play well. Yeah, fuck, no shit, pal. So I fixed his list. And it looks like this. So these are the players who have averaged more than 1.7 strokes tee to green in the 3 months leading up. Scheffler's number one at 3.2, pretty wide margin. Neiman is number two. So he's the second most strokes gained of any player on either tour, 2.4. Then you get Xander at 2.3, Rahm at 2.2, Decky at 1.9, Siwoo Kim at 1.8, and then Rory and JT at 1.7. Everyone's saying JT's playing horrible, man. He's one of the best tee to green players in the world this season.
So what was the trend again?
So the trend was 10 of the last 12 winners have gained at least 1.7 strokes tee to green or better in the 3 months leading up to the Masters.
So Sergio and Bryson haven't?
They're very close. I think they were 1.5 or 6.
Okay.
And then can you guess the two who didn't? The two winners of the last 12 years who didn't gain at least 1.7 strokes tee to green.
Reed.
Yep. You Decky answered already.
Decky had to have.
No.
Who?
Decky.
Decky didn't?
Reed and Decky. They both had over
one. I
knew
he didn't have good results, but wow. See, he bucks all the fucking trends. Fucking Decky. And that's why he's not going to win this week, man, because you never see Decky win when it's expected.
Exactly right. Exactly
Decky
right.
Decky fucking wins when it's least expected.
I'll tell you one thing I know. I hate to say it. Decky ain't winning the Masters. I know he's not winning.
He's not winning the Masters.
There's no fucking way, in my opinion. I love Decky, and yeah, on paper, seems like he really is one of the contenders. He's not winning this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my favorite golfers. I would say pretty good chance he finishes top 10, but I just don't really see him hosting that.
Yeah, he could play great. And here's the rest of the LIV guys. So there's only two above 1.7, but there are three at plus 1.68. And that is Bryson, Gooch, and Bermy.
What'd you say Sergio was?
Sergio is right after that, 1.55, which is good. And Casey's 1.62.
Okay. That was an odd comment by Norman about Gooch, not to get off topic.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know about that, Greg.
Here's the thing. I have a little bit of an issue with people from both sides of it. The PGA Tour people are far more obnoxious to me, but I don't like the Gooch shit and the Bermy thing. I get it. He's playing great. Like, I'm completely, there's no asterisk from the Masters. I'm completely fine that he's not in. Sorry, I just am. Are you?
I don't give a fuck if Gooch isn't in the Masters. Did you say Bermy?
Or both of them.
Oh, I care less.
Me neither.
Not going to affect me.
And then the other thing I don't like is if you say one thing, like I'm saying I'm in favor of the tournament being 72 holes, which I am. I've always have been. They're so quick to say, it's all perfect the way it is. It's not perfect the way it is, okay? There can be things changed to make it better.
Yeah.
And like both fans on both sides think the other tour is just complete shit and should be fucking eviscerated. And like,
I was just listening to golf, watching Golf Channel, and they were just fucking ripping LIV hard.
Were they?
Yeah.
And then you get, but yeah, the PGA Tour side to me has been more obnoxious based on just because it's so holier than thou attitude. But LIV only fans, LIV only fans. That would be something. That might be next.
Oh my God. I don't know if we want that.
Yeah. They like, why do you have to act like this? The product is so perfect. It can't be changed to get better. You guys are the ones to always say initially, oh, this is a startup. It's going to get evolved. But then you can't make suggestions of what could make it better. It's already perfect, but it's a startup. Like, no, there's things that could get better about it.
Yeah. I don't want to get too much into this discussion. We can save that for another one because this is a monster week and it shouldn't be about the LIV versus PGA.
Agree. Yeah.
So did you see that one trend piece I sent you from the BetSports guy?
Yeah, but he didn't include LIV players.
He added it after.
But then he said the data was like fucked up or something or didn't trust the data.
Well, there was four guys added from LIV. But that was pretty 12 of 12. Read it. The last 12 winners had gained at least 18 total strokes tee to green in the four events before the Masters. 12 of 12.
So it's everybody.
It's every winner in the last 12 years. 18 total strokes tee to green in the four events. That list includes Scotty Scheffler, number one. Neiman, number two. Oh, no, Hideki, number two. Neiman, number three. Rahm, number four. Xander, number five. Shane Lowry, Corey Connors. Sergio. Siwoo Kim. Rory McIlroy. Cameron Young. Ludwig. And Bryson.
So you tell me one of the winners is from that list. The winner's from one of those players.
Pretty much.
Okay.
You like your chances?
No.
Got some guys on that list.
No, yeah, we got some guys. I know. I feel all right about it. I don't know. Weird week, man. It's just a weird week.
Yeah, very weird. Do you feel like it's like a week where Scotty's going to run away with it?
No, I do not.
I don't either. I feel like this is going to be, I feel like this is going to be a really good Masters, and it's going to be a bunch of guys have a shot to win on the back nine Sunday. I don't see a guy, I don't see Scotty running away winning by six strokes like he did last time.
There are people saying, like, it just seems like it's become a common narrative. Like, you hear all the, this part of the PGA Tour only crew, like, Scotty's going to fuck everyone's ass here.
I don't understand why he's 4-1.
It's fucking insane.
I think that's a, I don't think he should be 4-1.
No, he shouldn't.
I don't think the gap between him and Rahm is that big.
No. And him and Rory, I mean, I even like look at other people's tweets and stuff. And but underneath it, I hear just all like the regular fans, like not the diehards, like the casuals are like, I just don't see how anyone beats Scotty. It's like, you don't know how fucking golf works then if you don't see how anyone beats Scotty. There's a very viable path to that happening.
Plus, we got wind coming in, especially on Thursday and Friday.
This could have a wave. There's going to be some factors. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little too early to predict if there's going to be a wave advantage. I mean, I know that Augusta sends them off one, and they usually bunch together. So it's not going to be too crazy. It's not like a PMAM type where there's actually two waves, but it's just, I don't think Scotty should be 4-1. And I don't think 4-1, like people are saying, oh, 4-1, I can see the bet. I don't see that at all.
I don't know how anyone could see it. It's a shit bet.
It is. I mean, yeah, he's going to be there. There's no possible way he's not there, right?
Right.
Like, he's not going to miss the cut. He's not going to finish T30.
Nope.
He's going to be in the top 10, no matter what. But I just feel like he's one of 10 people that are going to have a shot to win, or 7 people have a shot to win on Sunday. I think this is going to be a wide open event. I don't see it like even like last year, there was two guys that could, well, going into Sunday, there was two guys, maybe four if you count Cantlay and Hovland.
Yep.
The Scheffler year was Scheffler and Cam Smith. And the Shane, DJ year. Yeah, even Shane was kind of back there. The DJ year was what? DJ and nobody. Cam and Sungjae were there.
Yeah, but it never was close. I remember like for a second.
It was Sungjae. A 4-shot lead the entire time. And then what was the Decky year was wide open a little bit. It was actually very wide open until the fucking delay. Remember that? The rain came. And then Decky got the soft golf course and just. But then even Sunday, it was him and Xander going at it. And that was actually a close one. And then 2019 was the last one we had. There was literally like 8 guys that could win.
Brooks, Cantlay, Finau, X, Tiger.
Poulter. Poulter was in that group. Molly. Remember Poulter and Molly?
Oh, Molly, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That's 8 guys.
Body still on the bank of that, for that water.
DJ finished second. He had a putt to tie Tiger on 18.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
Yeah. I'm thinking we're getting one like that. That's my prediction.
To your point here, and I agree with all that, everything you just said, Scotty top 10 is minus 200. There's like 40 guys in this field.
I know. So Akshay is the 90th guy, actually?
Yeah, but like 20 of them are olds.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, I'm just going to throw out like the 200 to 1 plus. So we really have Yeah. I'm showing 48 guys.
I mean, should we just pound this top 10 minus 200?
Minus 200.
What I did it the other week.
11th? What if he finished 11th?
Then we lose. I mean, but he's he's not gonna.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
I mean, I don't see how.
Yeah, okay. Before we get into odds, I wanted to play a little game with you.
Okay.
Dead or alive.
Okay.
To win and this week.
How aggressive should I be about it? Like,
this is dead or alive to... And no, just give me your thoughts on everybody. Dead or alive. Can they win?
Okay. Not can they win on paper. Like, do I see them hoisting the trophy? Can they win?
Correct.
Okay. There's not many.
Well, like
Decky, alive. We just talked about that. Is Decky alive?
Yes.
Okay. Even though we don't think he's going to win.
Right. But he's alive. Like, okay, if he won, you wouldn't be. If you won, would you be shocked?
No.
All right. He's not on the list because I just already have him alive.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, if I give you a guy like Spieth, actually, that's not even a good one. I give you a guy like Shane Lowry.
Okay.
Dead or alive?
You want to start Shane with Lowry? That?
No, I wanted to start with my presumed dead list first.
All right, go. Sorry, I get it.
All right, presumed dead. I'm already including these guys. Morikawa, he's just dead. Ricky,
dead.
Cantlay.
I'm not going to say dead.
Wow, he's dead.
Okay.
He's fucking dead. Sanjay, dead.
Dead.
Phil,
dead.
And Tiger. Those are all presumed dead guys.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if I can get there in Canada because he's contended there a couple times. He's not playing good at all, I know. But he's talented, man. You can just he's a tough guy to say he's dead, but trends and everything, yeah. I mean, I get it.
Okay. All right, I'll go down the list here. Rory.
Alive.
Agree. I wouldn't be shocked to see a good Rory week.
No. He did exactly what he had to do last week. I mean, it was a perfect recipe.
If you had a blank card, would you bet Rory?
I don't know. Those better golf numbers, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't bet the 10.
13?
Yeah, I think maybe. If I had a blank card, I could get there.
I mean, we think he's going to win the U.S. Open, right?
Yep.
So we're hoping he doesn't win. But yeah, Rory, I think he's alive. I didn't think that 2 weeks ago.
Me neither. But he hit it well last week.
I liked his comments, too, what he was saying about discipline and how he just needs to focus on making par and not worrying about it and let the birdies come into him. I like the butch shit. Everything he's doing.
Yeah, he makes me a bit nervous, I'll tell you that.
Yep. Spieth.
I respect the hell out of Rory in his game. Spieth is alive.
Wow, really?
He hit the ball pretty well last week.
He did, but what about the weeks before that?
Well,
he's always alive. He's always alive at Augusta.
Yeah.
Ludvig.
Dead.
No chance to win.
I don't believe he does.
Really? Just because of the first timer thing?
Well, that, right? Fuzzy Zeller, 1979. Obviously, everyone knows that, but
it's been some close calls, though. Spieth almost won his first year.
Yeah, but he hasn't really been contending. Like, I don't know. I just don't think he can put it all together. And especially a week like this where the greens are so different and complex. Like, there are some people, Spieth, yeah, he could do it because that's the strength of his game. Ludvig's first time, I think he's going to have a tough time with the course layout. So I think he's going to play good. I just don't think he can play well enough to win with a short game.
Fair. Cam Smith.
Alive.
You concerned?
Yeah, I'm definitely concerned, but I think that 40 is a much more palatable number that there's out there right now. And I had to eat some at 28, is what it is. But, you know, the futures giveth, the futures taketh away. Would I like it all at 40? Blank card coming of the week, if he was 40, I'd still bet it.
Yeah, same. Zal. Tough one.
I'm going to say dead.
Dead?
I can't see him win. He's not playing well enough. He just,
What were the What were the second and fourth that he finished at the two big events? Were those just locked Torrey into it?
Yeah, no,
he didn't. No, it was API it. And yeah, maybe Torrey. No, it was Genesis.
Genesis. I think it was, we expected too much too soon. That was my concern while we were liked him at the players, but just, I just think it takes time, months and months and months.
Yeah. Okay. Hovland.
Dead.
There's not 1% chance he can win.
No.
His talent, not 1%.
His talent's unbelievable, man, but he's not fucking playing good. He's playing like shit.
Yep. I think we see something good out of him. I don't think he can win, but I do think he's going to show us something, show us that he can dig down and play well, and he's going to start trending. I do see a good week out of Victor.
So first step going towards.
Yes.
I agree with that. Yeah. I hope so. JT. We get him at Valhalla.
Yeah. JT.
Alive.
You actually think he can win? New caddy.
Do we know who it is yet?
Yeah, they announced it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a guy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who, but they.
I don't know. I don't think Bones is doing him any favors, do you?
Yeah, do we want a major with him?
Right, yeah, he won a major, yes. But, like, I don't. It's not like he can play any worse than the way he's been playing.
Can he make the putts to win? That's the major question with him. I think his ball striking's there. Well, trust me, I cash out some of my bet, but I still have a piece. Like, I'm still hope he does well.
Yeah. I mean, I add a little bit more at 40 just to get my price better. But so, yeah, I'm in on it. I'm in on it. I think it would not shock me, man. JT, I mean, look at talent. He's a top five talent in the world. He can do these things when you never think he did. When he won Firestone, I mean, he has a talent to turn the switch. He does fit the stroke gain tee to green. 1.7, that's no small amount.
Okay. DJ.
Alive.
Bryson. I think he's alive. I really do. I think he's just talent. He's the talent there. I know the course history sucks, but I think he can. There is a possibility. Bro. There is a chance he could contend. I can see it. I really can. I'll just talent that, wise.
He was a first round leader here at one point.
Fina.
Alive.
Fleetwood.
To win?
To win.
Dead.
Think he's going to play well?
Yeah.
Shane.
Alive.
Homa.
Dead.
Cam Young.
Alive.
Harmon.
Dead.
Fitzpatrick.
Alive.
Alive, really? You think Matty Fitz can win the Masters?
I mean, I've always liked him here.
Yeah, where is he? He's 10th last year. 14th, 10th coming in. Last two.
When he drives, he's got
two top tens in his last two events.
Yeah, I think he's alive.
Scott.
Adam?
Yeah.
I'm going to say alive. I don't know. Am I lying to myself? Probably, but I'm going to say alive.
Okay, last you? One. Sure. But no. No. He's dead. I have a token bet on him, like I do every year, though, so whatever.
Yeah.
He's more alive than Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not saying much.
Okay, the last one. That sweet prince, Akshay Bhatia.
Dead.
What do you think from Akshay this week?
I don't like him.
Can't play well?
I mean, I can play
it, man.
Yeah, he can play all right. I just think
I obviously don't think he can win this at all. But
I think everyone is just wants that to be the case now. They get the whole lefty thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that really means as much, like, until he plays the course. I think with Akshay, everything with him is gradual, I think. I think he needs to work his way into playing Masters and playing Majors and things like that.
No, for sure. I just put him on there because he's the best.
He's awesome. Yeah. I hope he does well. I don't want him to win, but.
So that leaves us. We got Scheffler, Decky X, Rory, Spieth, Cam Smith, JT, DJ, Bryson, Finau, Shane, Cam Young, Fitz. I'm not going to count Scott. That's 13. Wyndham Clark.
Dead.
Okay, 13.
So we got 13 guys who can win.
And you think Cantlay?
Yeah.
Oh, you think Brooks can win, right?
And then yeah, win. Yep.
And Rahm, 15. 15 guys.
That's what Brooks is talking about. He does that exercise that we just did in his head.
Yep, he does.
So I got to be 15
off. Guys. Cross them off. All right, should we get into the board?
So he says this, I got to be 15 guys, and one of them is fucking Patrick Cantlay. So,
right.
So there we
it's
go.
Crazy. Yeah, that's exactly what he does, though.
It is. It is. Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. Scotty Scheffler, 4-1. Rory, 10. Rahm, 12. X, 16.
So we talked about Scotty already, about how we feel about that price. Could he win? Obviously. But we're not, we don't think it's a good bet. We're not betting it.
Right. All right. We talked about Rory a bunch. We just can't bet Rory at the odds, but I wouldn't be so surprised. I know he's never won here. Never really. Can you remember any time he contended?
No, besides
when he hit into a fucking cabin.
Like, yeah. I mean,
like 13 years ago.
That's it. I remember the hole out from the bunker when it looked like he contended, but he didn't.
He was never sniffed contention there. He finished second.
Yep.
But yeah, he's never contended. Oh yeah, we forgot Neiman on that list. We think he can get that too. So that's 16.
Yep.
Okay. And then Rahm. Would you be shocked if he won?
Shocked is a strong word because he's the second best player in the world, but I'd be a little surprised.
What if he was 16? Would you bet it? Don't you think he has a lot of wants to go out and prove something?
Yeah,
I've been hearing all that shit, man.
And you talk about the back-to-back winners and all these, like, but there's never been a time in history like there is right now,
right?
That creates an additional incentive. He's definitely mad. He definitely wants to prove himself. I can't say it would surprise me. No, would I bet 16? I don't think so. We don't bet on these crazy abnormalities to happen. We never do.
We never do. Yeah. I did see Scheffler. Scheffler's wife's pregnant. 3 weeks.
Is she? Is he the father?
I'm guessing he's the father. Yeah. So, and he did say if she goes into labor, he's out.
Come on, baby. What do you think?
That could fuck up your top 10, though.
What are the things you have to give to? What are the things you have to give to her to get her to give birth?
I don't know. Isn't it pineapple juice or something?
Yeah. Okay, let's feed her some of that.
Okay. And then there's a lot of this number was 2 weeks ago. We could have bet this number on Xander at 28-1. And then going into the weekend last week, it was 22. Lots of bets on X this week.
Is this what always happens, though?
He's down to 16-1. A lot of action on that guy. Holy
he's down
hell.
To 16?
Yep.
I mean, it makes so much
sense. I mean, you can't bet X at 16-1.
He's not going to win. Here's the thing. There's every time coming to a major, it looks like this. You look at the recent finish, you look at the major finishes, like, and people talk themselves into this. And they said, yeah, but this could be the one because, like, he really is playing good. He's one of the, it happens every time.
Yep.
And guys, people love betting him. And if you think he's a loser, you can't bet him at 16-1. He always looks good on paper. Always. It's like, you know, when we talked about how Rory coming to the major, when he wins the week before, he always underperforms when it seems like he can't lose. Yes, he looks great on paper. He always does. He's looked great on the paper in the past. And the other part of it is you get the people who hate the PGA, who love the PGA Tour and hate Liv, and they're looking at what PGA Tour players can win. and everyone's had that same conclusion. Not that it's stupid, because we have a similar one. It's Scotty, Decky, or X. And they say, oh, X was 25. I'll take X and Decky. I'll get somebody in the mix. So I just think all paths are leading to people to this one road. And I don't think it's going to work out the way they think it is.
I agree with you on that. I don't think X is a complete loser, but I think 20-1 is the fair number for him, right?
Yeah, it is. But doesn't he miss those five fucking footers all the time in contention?
Does he?
This year he has.
He has? What? He missed them at the Players? Didn't Scotty just beat him?
I remember a couple of putts where he had a chance to, like, this season. Maybe I'm wrong.
I was on him at Genesis. As soon as he had the lead, he just fucking blasted two drives.
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust him in contention. All right, here we got a special guest. We're going to get Luca's Masters picks. Come here, buddy. You're going to give your pick for the golf tournament. Come on. He's colored on his face, purple marker, just so you guys know.
Luca, what's up, buddy?
Phenom.
Did you say Phenom?
Who won? The one that we wanted to win.
That's right.
I don't remember. Akshay.
Akshay, yeah. He had the glasses, right?
When he won, what did that do?
Buy something.
Oh, I did buy you something.
Nice.
What did I buy you?
A watch.
What kind of watch?
Harry Potter watch, like games.
Wow, nice.
Uh-huh. So now we're going to ask you, who's going to win the Masters? It's a really big tournament that's happening this week. Who do you think is going to win?
Is Benny in?
Benny is in.
Benny. Oh,
Benny. Okay.
Any other picks? Luca, any other picks?
One more. Hideki, and that's it.
Oh man, you gotta follow the Asian rule, man. You can't have two of them.
So Benny and Hideki are your picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think Scottie Scheffler can win?
Yes.
Do you think Jon Rahm can win?
Yeah, but how are you doing it too?
What about Jocko?
Can Jocko win?
Yeah,
he can.
He can't win.
Can
Tiger Woods win?
If he won the Masters already.
He did win the Masters already. You heard about that.
A few times.
So he won it.
Did win it, but can he win this one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And all the others can lose.
Okay, so you think it's between Benny, Hideki, Scotty, Neiman, and Tiger. Okay.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
All right. Any closing words you want to say before you get off? Any message you want to send to all the people out there listening?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say?
I'll see you on another show, like another one, like tomorrow. Are you doing a show tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
Say cash that ticket.
Say cash that ticket.
Cash that ticket.
Yeah, baby.
I said cash that ticket.
That's right, buddy. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I love you.
Bye, Luca.
Bye.
Okay. All right, that segment is over. Hope you guys learned something from it.
Benny and Decky. Do you know any other golfers?
That's what he picks every week lately. So,
All right. So we'll get to the 20 range. We got Brooks at 20. Seen upwards of 25. It's now back to 20 on DraftKings. So it was on 25 for a second. Spieth 25, Decky 25, Aberg 28, and Neiman 28. That's all the guys below 35 to 1.
I can't believe Oberg is 28.
I know.
That's wild.
Should be 40. Just be 40.
Yeah, he should be 40.
So even if we wanted to bet him, we couldn't. Like,
no.
Shit.
So Brooks, I mean, let's start there, right? You're the Brooks guy. I know you get a bunch of information like you always do about Brooks every major, so let's hear it.
I don't feel great about Brooks. We bet it, but do I feel great about Brooks? No. How do you feel about Brooks? I love Brooks. He's him and DJ, my two favorite guys. I got no feel. I don't know. I don't think he's going to win. I just really don't, but I bet a 20 to 1.
I completely get it. My question is this. Does Brooks win the majors when going into it, it feels like he's going to win? He did last year at the PGA. But prior to that, it didn't.
I don't think people thought he was, though, besides a few of us.
I know. Like, I don't think Brooks is. I think he's the anti-Decky. Or no, he is the Decky.
No one thought he had a chance at the Masters last year.
Nobody going into that. Nobody. And obviously it's different now because he contended the Masters last year. But do I like that I probably would have liked it better if he didn't contend last year.
If he didn't contend? My whole thing, what, really?
Last year. I mean, because the trend of guys didn't really play well the year before.
Oh, yeah. Before I knew that, I was thinking, like, he wants to get, like, just like the same shit at the PGA. He wanted to win the PGA because of what happened at the Masters. I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder to win this year's Masters because of what happened last year.
He could, definitely.
But it's concerning. I mean, he shot two rounds of 77 at Doral on the weekend. He was minus three on Friday. We're just trusting Brooks to beat Brooks Koepka, right? I mean, yeah. He doesn't need form coming into these majors based on past experience. I got all this information here. 2021, missed the cut 2 weeks prior to Kiowa, and he came second to Phil. Probably should have beat Phil. He missed a couple shorties. Probably should have won that event. Also in 2021, he missed the cut at Palmetto the week prior to the U.S. Open. He finished fourth at Torrey. Not a major, but he missed the cut the three tournaments prior to Phoenix in 2021, and he won Phoenix. I mean, this one event he actually does give a shit about on the PGA Tour was Waste Management. 2019, he finished 57th and 65th before the Open at Portrush, which he finished fourth at. 2019 also, he was 50th the week before the U.S. Open, finished second at Pebble to Woodland. 2019 also missed the cut at API, 56 of the players prior to the Masters, with one Tiger one when he finished T2. 2018, he was 30th prior to the U.S. Open, lost 2.5 on approach. The next week, he won the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. And then before he was Brooks, before he had a major win, he was 50th, 31st, 37th, and he lost 5 on approach at St. Jude. And then the following week, he won his first major at Erin Hills. So there's the Brooks case of the form. If he can flip a switch.
He can.
Still don't love it.
I agree. I still don't love it. But here's the thing. There's these pre-tournament thoughts that you go through. But then say fast forward to Friday and he's two back.
Then I love it.
I forget everything I thought before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then it's just like Brooks has a massive hog. He's ready to fucking just win this event because this is who he is. I do think it's him getting to six majors is another tier as a golfer, though. It's like another stratosphere. Like it almost makes him like a top 10 golfer ever, which is fucking crazy because he only has like 13 career wins.
I think it does. I mean, so again, I'm skeptical as well, but in the past, I feel like it works out with every time, but then once that opening tee shot is hit, and we're tracking the scores of the guys, and Brooks is makes a birdie, like it's all goes to nothing. It's just we have a guy who can win the tournament. And
yeah.
And if he's in there and he's in the mix, he can definitely win the tournament. And
if there were better options, I would bet these other guys, but I just don't see the other options. I would leave Brooks alone, but this is no other options.
No, you can't bet X over. I just don't want to. I mean, and if he's in the mix against Scottie Scheffler, I think Brooks is more intimidating than Scottie is.
Oh, definitely.
If it's Scottie and Brooks back nine Brooks Sunday,
stare him down.
I'm taking Brooks.
X can't stare down Scotty.
No.
Brooks can. Who so can we're stare taking... down Scotty? Brooks, Rahm, DJ, because he doesn't give a fuck. Can anyone else stare him straight in the face?
No.
And, I don't even know if Rory's capable of that.
Rory definitely isn't.
Cam Neiman? Smith, maybe.
Oh, Cam can.
I don't think Neiman can.
So the question becomes this. Are we aware that Brooks might not have it right now and he might not play well this week? Yes. But we're betting on him seeing if he does get in contention, he's one of the people who can beat Scotty if Scotty does have a two-shot lead on Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, there's really not much else to say. That's the reason for the bet. That's the only reason for the bet. I don't love it, but I'm just banking on history and Brooks Koepka being Brooks Koepka.
You know what? A lot of these bets we've won were the ones we don't love going into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you guys. This is the only major we'll be on Brooks, I think.
Yes, it will be. Unless you drift to a crazy 30-40, but...
Right.
There's part of me that likes that he played bad.
Get people off the scent.
Off the scent, because then you know what? Golf Channel preview, everyone's going to say, well, Brooks is the guy. He's playing, like, I don't even want that. He's playing on the exhibition tour. He hasn't played competitive golf long enough. Yeah, last year he played well, but it wasn't enough time for him, his game to deteriorate. Played on live, like, okay, so let's leave it at that. He can't compete. Okay, let's just move on.
Yep. I don't know. Are you waiting for it to drift to 25? Or are you just going to take 20 the 20? Already. Yeah. Same. Okay. Then we also have, we obviously, Neiman's 28. For the purpose of the show, would you bet the 28? I hope everybody got the 50 or 80 that we bet prior. Is Joaquin Neiman your official pick to win this event?
Yes, he is. I have thousands on the 80.
Love that.
So there's that. Sorry, not just the 80, like some on the 80, some on the 50. Basically, whenever I decided to bet it, I bet it everywhere hard. And some of the sites had 80, some had 50. But would I bet the 28 right now? Yes, I would.
Open card, you would. I think I would too.
I think he's going to win. How can I not bet a guy I think he's going to win? He's 28-1. It's not like he's 8-1. He's 28. I think he's going to win. I really do. I mean, talk about the trends. He's one of the few guys who fits all these trends. The strokes.
Are you worried about this one trend? He doesn't fit the major stuff. You worried about his major performances? I mean, his best finish was 16th. I know it's limited majors, but still.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the only concerns. But, I mean, to him, and I know not to many of you people out there, to him, some of these live events feel like really, really big events.
To him.
Right, and to him they do. And right, and he's won Genesis, okay? It's not like he's never won anything big.
Huge corollary, too, to Augusta. Riviera.
Huge one. There's 16 people who have won both.
Really?
16.
Wow.
And these are some multiples, right? You get the Bubbas. And so I think he puts himself in that category. When I talked to him, I asked him specifically about Augusta. And I'll read you what he said to me. I mean, because he was looking at Augusta as a place he can win. And I think he thinks he's one of the best players in the world. And he has a chip on his shoulder, too. Trust me. If you look at the people who – there are a lot of guys on LIV who let the hate and negative comments slide off their backs and just said, fuck it, like DJ and whatnot. Neiman was not one of them.
Right.
He was extremely upset and hurt about the negative feedback he got. And he has a chip on his shoulder. People keep saying, why does he keep mentioning about not being in the majors and the official world golf rankings. He is fucking pissed, and he doesn't want to let people believe that. You talk about chip on your shoulder. He goes out there and wins two events, wins a DP World Tour event, two live events, and he fits all those trends of guys winning, playing well, strokes to green, everything coming into this week, and he is one of the most pissed off of all the live players. He thinks he's being unfairly treated, and he's not being put in the conversation with the best players in the world when talent-wise, he is. And you talk about, we talked about Akshay earlier, the young kid. Neiman at 17, 18 was the same. Now he's 25. Okay. And he's been through a lot of different things. Again, won at Riviera, multiple professional wins, beat Sergio Garcia, which again, say what you want about Sergio. He's not a nobody. To beat him in a four hole playoff, again, one of his mentors. In his mind, he's played huge events and he's put himself in that upper echelon of players. He's coming with a mission. And I think this golf course is so good for him. The way he can move, he can hit the high draw, he can hit the low fade. You need both of them.
Such a perfect golf course, Warren.
Good on bent grass greens. Can change trajectory and apex height on all different. He has all the shots. He's a shot maker.
The only thing I worry about with Neiman is that when he gets into a tight spot, that's the only thing.
But he's been good in the past in tight spots.
Has he?
I mean, Genesis, he was being chased down by Vic and Morikawa all day long.
Yeah, but he had a lead. He had a four-shot lead going into that round. I mean, I felt like he was really feeling it, Mayakoba.
Yeah, he was. But
I love him to run away with tournaments.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
But and I loved everything he did last week, too. Everything he did last week was, perfect.
Hit the ball great. He's we're looking for who's been one of the best. This is people like to overcomplicate everything in the Masters. This is what it comes down to. Who's been one of the best players from January 1st to right now? Who are the best players? He's one of them.
He is. Now, we've been saying it for weeks. I'm not going to back down just because he's young and hasn't done it yet.
No, I mean, I'll go to bat for this guy. He's one of the best players in the world. And he was on that trajectory. Everyone knew he was going to be. Now he goes to live. He's not. He doesn't give a fuck about this, about the live PGA Tour thing. These Latin Americans don't view it the same way you view it. Why can't people get that through their head?
Yep.
And last thing I'll say, I mean, Travis Smythe, who I talked to a lot about live and all these other things, he's another example of a international player who doesn't get caught up in what the American people are fighting over about. He said, and people gave him a little bit of shit when he said this in an interview. He said the live events were each one was a major. It was the biggest event of his entire life. And I know he's a lesser tier player than Neiman, but these guys don't see the exhibition shit. This to them, the money for their families, everything about it. And again, you can say money, who gives a fuck about money? Yeah, sure. But to them, if they care that much about it, that applies pressure.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what you think about the money. If they think it's going to change your life and it's the most important thing that's ever happened to them, it doesn't fucking matter what you think.
Yep, spot on. Torque, baby. Torque.
Yeah, so there we go, baby. Torque.
He's my pick to win.
Okay.
He's my pick to win. I was going in with Cam Smith. Now I'm Neiman.
So at the PGA, both of our pick to win was Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Masters, both of our pick to win was Rahm.
And at St. Andrews, both of our picks was Cam Smith.
And at the PGA in 2022, both our picks was JT.
Right. I guess we got to get on board together
more. So I can't wait, man. I want to battle these motherfuckers all week, baby.
Well, you're going to have a lot of bullets because most of our cards live, guys. All right. I guess the next one. Our next bet is Cam Smith.
Yep.
Right? Cam Smith, we've been talking about this a while. We bet the 28. Now it is up to 40-1 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
How many times have you bet it, Matt?
I'm going to bet it again right after this.
Bet a fucking 52.
Well, I had on DraftKings, I didn't have to sacrifice that much money because the odds hadn't really moved yet. He was still 20, 28 or something. So I sacrificed $30 on my bet and I cashed it out and I bet Brooks with it. And now I'm going to go rebet it at 40. But I do have a lot of 28s alive. I have 33s alive. I've bet this many, many times. I have a bunch of free plays on it. Every time I get a bonus bet, I'd toss it on him for the last year or so. So if Cam wins, I think Cam or Neiman would net me the most money for sure. But Cam, I might be on an island somewhere.
Oh, you ain't shitting. Me too. And Sergio.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one. Yeah. I still like it.
I like it, man. I like that it's under the – if he was playing great coming in here, everyone and their mother would be on him.
You know what? He's played like shit. Well, not like shit, but he's played – he was 10th at Mayakoba, 20th, 43rd, and then he went to a course. So Mayakoba, he's had some success at. And then he went to a course where he always plays well and finished third. This is a course Cam Smith always plays well at.
Always.
So I'm just banging on it. He's got 5th, 2nd, 10th, 3rd. 4 of his 7 finishes are top 10s. Top 3s.
I like him, man. I think like going to this week thinking about guys we have who can win, who really can win, he to me is one of them. It would never Cam Smith winning at a golf course he likes would never ever surprise me. I was on him last year.
He's pissed about what happened last year. He didn't come in ready. He even talked about it.
And now he isn't. I mean, he was sick last week. Got food poisoning, but I think there was something going around him and his team. Hopefully he has enough time to recover from that. He has a chip on his shoulder. I mean, he's going to. Yeah, if he wins, it's going to be because he's drilling 30-foot putts and chipping in and all that. And great. That's what you get. You get all of it with him. And it doesn't look great going into it. But if he looked great, he'd be the most popular bet on the board because he's so great here. So I'll take the discount. I'll give me that 40, and let's move on.
Boom. Okay. Seen Vic up to 40. I know you got a bet on him, right?
I had one from like year, probably 18 months ago. Like it's so long ago.
So Vic's winning. He's winning the PGA, guys.
Yep. He's winning the PGA.
We should check his number. We should check his number at the PGA. Now's probably a good time to bet it.
They're probably not drifting, though.
Don't think? Let's see what DraftKings has.
If it's 30 plus, I already have a fuckload in at 25.
Oh, it hasn't drifted one bit. It's 14.
They don't do that anymore.
Don't bet that.
So next guy, I bet 40, Justin Thomas.
I cashed out. I have a little bit on it, though, still.
Yeah, I mean.
Where I couldn't cash out. But.
I have somewhere. That's kind of where I was at. I couldn't cash it all out. And then I'm at a point where do I want to have some invested in him and then more invested in another guy? I had to just stick with add to what I had and get that number better rather than having a shit number on him and then betting someone else separately. It just was too much investment for me. To me, my best path was to just bet a better number on it, make my average price better, and just ride with it. And
yep.
So and I think he has the talent to win. Nothing that he won would ever surprise me. He got the iron game. He has better course history than people want to give him credit for here.
Yeah, I just seems like a lot to ask him, though. Isn't one since the PGA? Is he going to make the putts? I don't know. I got a piece. But I really don't see him winning.
I don't
get a piece.
Let's just put it talent play at 40-1. Crazier things could happen.
Definitely. I agree with that 100%. Okay. Next bet. I bet DJ at 55. Kind of a dumb number. I'd bet the 45. Kind of the same thing as JT, just talent play. Knows his way around Augusta. His history is great. Obviously won the thing in 2020. It's just talent play, 45-1. He has some good finishes on LIV. I thought he was fine last week. Not great, but not terrible.
Yeah, I don't have
Council bet it months ago. So,
yeah, I don't have room for him. I do love him. I hope he plays well. I think he's going to play well. I don't think he's going to win. I don't know. I wouldn't mind taking a tournament head to head against like Wyndham Clark. Let's just fucking do this thing.
Yeah, like that.
Take our nuts out, and like I think he's gonna play well. I think he's gonna play well.
I saw a tournament matchup. It was Scott versus some shitbag. I really wanted to bet it.
Steven Yeager or something.
No, I want to say like Tom Kim or somebody.
That's crazy. I'd love to
bet. Tom Kim is fucking lost.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things we can take advantage of this week. I mean,
he was featured with Akshay Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. Holy hell, that guy is lost.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's your next bet?
Sergio, I bet it. We bet it originally at 330 to 1. I bet him every year here, so I was like, hey, 330. If I see this number now, I'm going to bet it eventually. So I might as well just bet this 330, and we did. I have some 180 elsewhere. I sent out a play at 180 to 1 on FanDuel about 6 weeks ago.
I got 350 and 225.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I probably have 350 too.
Didn't cost me much money, but I'm if he wins. We backed him up with a top 10 as well, plus 760 on Better Golf at the time. Lightning going to strike twice?
I mean, most likely it isn't, but I think he has a better chance than even 110 to 1. I'll give him a better chance. When he's on with his irons, he's a great long iron player. He's better than people realize still off the tee. He putted really well last week. He has that magical Medina putter that did him well for, you know, 71 holes last week, gained 7.1 putting. He has a chip on his shoulder too. I mean, he thinks he can win the Masters. I'm telling you, he thinks he can win the Masters. I've chatted with his team, people on Instagram. I see all his videos, his things, everything, his interviews. He talks like he thinks he can win the Masters. Whether anyone believes he cannot, it's not a show. It's not like it's different. Adam Scott, who I also bet, we always bet every year. I don't know if he thinks he can win.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to talk about that one. I thought we were just going to pretend it didn't exist.
Yeah. He could have just assumed. Yeah. But I don't think Adam Scott thinks he can win the Masters.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you really think Sergio thinks he can?
I do. I think Sergio thinks he can.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, at those numbers, it's currently 90, though. Would you bet 90?
No, I said my limit was 100. It was 110 this morning.
Yeah, I think it's dead down to 90.
FanDuel was 120. There's definitely 100 out there still.
Would have been
100's
sweet.
My limit.
Would have been sweet if he just did what Neiman did last week.
I know.
I am concerned about what happened in the playoff.
You got to be.
That's scarring.
But does that hit him
like,
right away?
He was upset about it.
I heard he was crying.
He was crying. He wanted to win really bad. That's his third playoff. He's lost on LIV.
Maybe it's fuel for the fire.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if it does affect him negatively, does that happen immediately, or is it if he gets in contention?
I just hope he's in a good mindset going into the week.
So you think it could hurt him early?
Early, yeah. He's in contention, I don't think it fucks with him. I just think it's his head in a good space.
Yeah, obviously a concern, but triple digits is just a price you take. And if he does get in contention, is he a guy who you feel great about closing it? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But if he does, that does happen. My triple digit bet, I've got my money's worth out of it, and let's just roll the dice.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this one guy before we get into some complete bombs, even though Sergio is a complete bomb. I get a real, I don't know, I get a feeling Cam Young is going to be around. I just think this is a perfect golf course. He's coming in great form. And I know this makes me like very questionable as a human to be on Cameron Young, but I really think at 60 to 1, I have to bet it because I have this feeling in my plums that he's going to be there. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Get it off me.
No, I get it. I completely get it.
He was seventh here last year, 3 top tens on the year, second at Valspar's last start. Very similar to what Patrick Reed had. He finished second at Valspar before he won the Masters. His ball striking numbers are great. He's played in 9 majors since being on the PGA Tour. He has 4 top tens, 8th at the 2023 Open, Liverpool, 7th, obviously, at Masters last year, third at Southern Hills, and second at St. Andrews. A lot of guys that play St. Andrews well play Augusta well. You look at Tiger, ZJ, Cam Smith, Louie, DJ, Spieth, Sergio. Go back to like Jack and Faldo and Seve. Those guys are greats, but they play both courses well. I don't know. I got a weird feeling on Cam Young. I don't like it. I'm not a Cam Young guy, but I don't know. It's got a weird feeling here.
I think you make a great case. I do. I'm not going to bet. I don't have the room, but I think all the things you're saying are completely true. And I think if you have that gut feeling, you should bet the 60.
Yeah, 60.
I have a similar feeling on Finau, but I think Cam Young probably has a better chance to win than Finau, but Finau has a better chance to finish like the top five.
Yeah, I think Finau's alive for sure.
I like Finau a lot this week. The way he's hitting the ball, it just takes one magical week to change everything, and I think he's in that boat.
Finau or Lowry, if they could get the putter going at some point, I mean, they're playing great.
But if you're a big PGA Tour only fan, like your card this week is Decky, X, Finau, Lowry, Cam Young.
Yeah, those are the best guys outside of Scotty this year. None of the other guys have showed up to play.
Would you like that card?
Yeah. What's not to like, I guess.
X, Decky, Finau, Lowry, and Young.
Doesn't feel like a lot of win equity there. I guess no, I wouldn't like it. There's no win equity there. Where's the win equity?
Again, it will depend on somebody turning a corner like a Cam Young. But I don't think Cam Young is going to be a loser.
No, but it's tough. Like, this would be his first ever win. Like, is his first ever win going to be the Masters?
Has anyone ever had that? Will it? I mean, PGA Tour win?
PGA Tour win.
Or any win ever. Has anyone done that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Got to look that up. So, I don't know. That's my rant on Cam Young. What else you got? Anything?
No.
Okay. I mean, we've had some bombs. I mean, we're both on Bryson at 100, but that's just whatever.
It's gone. Been long gone for a long time.
We're not betting a fucking 40.
And I don't have that much money on it anyway. I just had whatever I could in that. I think a DraftKings at 100. Nothing else really had it. And yeah. I think I put $100 on it or something.
I think I got 170, something like that. It's still in a decent amount, but I wouldn't bet the 40.
No, not at all.
He's
going to contend at PGA or the US Open or both.
If Hovland doesn't win the PGA, Bryson's winning the PGA.
They'll both be on the card, no doubt about it.
Yep.
No, they already are. I already have a 25 and a 40.
Yep. All right. So that's it. Anything else for the week? Wind? We got some windy days. Thursday, we might get some rain in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Look out for those tee times. I'm going to be watching everybody's interviews, too. I know they started this week. Tomorrow's a big interview day. All the guys are on the list. So
someone said there might be some type of weather issue going on.
With what?
Like Thursday, like they might not be able to play because of rain or thunder or something.
Yeah, I'm seeing over an inch of rain between 5 a.m. and 11 a.m.
So hopefully it's not like last year where we had to play, what, they played 36 on Sunday?
They played like 27 on Sunday. I think they'll get it in, but they'll definitely be playing in the afternoon Thursday. But either way, it's going to be Thursday and Friday. It's going to be winds of 15 plus and gusts up to 30, 35 even on Friday afternoon. So, but then the weekend, it's going to be firm and fast on the weekend.
That's great.
Firm and fast on the weekend.
Give me Cam Smith.
So,
you know who likes firm and fast too? The fairways? Waco. Just run out that low bullet.
Love that. Love that.
All right. Let's get a winner this week. Let's
go, Jocko.
Win a major. Let's go, baby.
tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.